our Friday Farm feature on Mix 94.7 KMCH. We figured on the first day of fall, let's talk about fall farming. And Sherman's Pumpkin Farm, you know the names, you know the voices, but I'll let them introduce themselves. We'll start ladies first.
Thank you. I'm Jackie Sherman.
And who's this questionable character next to you?
This is my caretaker. I actually am the owner of the Sherman Pumpkin Farm, and I allow him to help me.
All right.
So this is Dean Sherman, my husband of 55 years.
Dean, your chance for rebuttal right now off the top.
Well, she says I'm the manager, and she keeps threatening to fire me, but it's a promise she never follows through. I guess I've been lucky that way.
Well, we figured first day of fall, and we're out here at the pumpkin patch, the pumpkin farm, and the maize and everything. The weather has officially turned. This is great for you guys because that really gets people in that fall spirit.
Oh, we're really glad to see it cooling off and acting like fall. This 80, 90-degree weather doesn't good for pumpkins. They aren't real happy sitting out there in the sun. The crop is excellent this year, though, and the hot weather hasn't hurt us too bad. We've got plenty of pumpkins, and now that we've got some fall weather, we'll have a lot of kids come and want to play and have some fun down here.
Now, I'm going to come back to you in a second on the farming side of things. Jackie, I'm going to come to you. The pumpkin patch itself, you got all the stuff going out here. You got the train, you got the boat. I mean, what haven't you thought of at this point?
Well, there's always a new plan. We are on a two-year projected retirement plan. Our daughter, Sarah, and her husband, Scott Hermanson, bought our land on our house in March, and so we officially will keep running this for 2 years. I'm sure they will not let us just disappear. So Mr. Sherman wants to build one more thing before he retires. And so you all will just have to wait and see what that is.
Yeah, I'm not even going to ask.
We've got some ideas. I always thought it'd be nice to have an airplane, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. We'll see. You know, you got to think about it and hard. My son-in-law would like to build a tower.
Okay.
Let you climb up in the tower, then you could see the corn maze from the tower. And last night we were watching a treehouse show. I think we could do a treehouse and a tower all in the same thing.
I was going to say, I still live in Cedar Rapids. You sneak down some night. They park them at the airport. We could just grab one and drag it back in the dark of night. Nobody'd know, I'm sure.
They probably got a code on that. I'm sure they'd miss it.
We've talked about, and during our farm feature, corn and soybeans and harvest and everything, but we've never really focused on growing pumpkins and gourds and the stuff that you guys have here, that those quintessential pieces of fall. What is it that makes what you guys do here do so well? Because you've got quite the crop out there already.
Well, pumpkins are kind of a unique crop, and they like lighter soil that's well drained. The old timers always used to say pumpkins don't like their feet wet. They need moisture, but they don't want to be sitting in moisture. And wet weather is really hard on pumpkins because they're susceptible to powdery mildew and blights and diseases. It's just a lot easier to grow pumpkins when the weather's dry. You have better luck with insect control and weed control. They'll grow long, deep roots in the hot weather and do really well. This year we had timely rains where it wasn't overly dry, but it wasn't too wet either. It was a pretty good year. Last year it was real dry all year, and we had one of the best crops then we've ever had. So it helps to have lighter sandy soil that isn't really that good for corn. But then we have 15 acres of corn here and 8 acres of pumpkins. It's harder for me to grow a good corn crop, and you have to make sure you get a lot of fertilizer on it and rotate it every chance you get.
Do you have to plant all those pumpkin plants, all the vine, by hand? Do you have a special planter that does it, or how does that work?
We have a special planter.
Okay.
And that would be me.
So you're the planter. It's not an international planter. It's a Jackie planter is what it is.
That's right. It's a unique system. Mr. Sherman rides in the air-conditioned tractor, and I ride on the back of a corn planter that we have rigged. So I plant systematically 3 seeds every so many counts. And so they are manually touched
Drop
by
the
my
seeds through a tube.
That's right.
And you do that manually. You just have to count it out as you're going down the ground.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes. And Mr. Sherman always says, we need a test run to make sure you're planting these close enough. And I said, trust me, they're going to be close enough. And last year was a real challenge because it was so dry. And Dean's dad on the farm always had a saying that you plant in dust and your bins will bust. Mm-hmm. Well, I had to wear a dust mask literally to plant the seeds because the dust was so horrible. But in planting that, he's always, and also in cultivating the plant, the plants, he rides in the air conditioner.
There's a common theme here, I'm guessing, Jackie.
She doesn't want to learn to drive the tractor. I've offered, and we have traded places a few times, and we've really found the best place for both of us, I think.
Yeah.
We plant 40 different varieties of seed to get the varieties of sizes and colors and squash and ornamentals and everything we need to round out the inventory. This year, that 8 acres of pumpkins is 38 rows, 1,200 feet long, and we cultivate them with a special machine that weeds the row and a tiller.
Okay, so you don't have Jackie going out there with a hoe and a rake doing that. Okay, thank God.
We have done hoe downs where you take a hoe and go down the row of pumpkins, but that's a young man's sport.
What made you guys decide all those years ago, you know, we should put a pumpkin patch here in Manchester? How'd that come about?
Well, it's kind of a neat story. I went to take my son to the orthodontist, and my wife said, if you can find a pumpkin, it was that time of year, grab some pumpkin someplace for the kids. I was in Cedar Rapids at the orthodontist, and the gal in the orthodontist office told me about the Novak Pumpkin Farm out on Cottage Grove. And I went out there and just was impressed with what that couple was doing, and went back afterwards and got to know them. I kind of borrowed their business plan and just did what they did because we had the acres here for it, and got some old farm machinery from my dad. He was still farming up north of Edgewood with my brother. And we started out small as a little truck farm. The first 20, 25 years, it was just selling them off the front lawn. And then in 2004, when we started doing corn mazes because we didn't have anything, I had land rented to grow the pumpkins so I could rotate the crops, and we put a corn maze in our meadow here, and that really added to our business and made us more of a destination that's grown over the years because of the playthings and the maze aspect.
All right, Jackie, I'm going to turn to you. Remind everybody, here we are, first day of fall. I mean, this is now go time for you guys. When can people come? What can they do?
So our hours are 10 to 5, Sunday through Saturday. We do have the corn maze. We advertise it on weekends, Saturday and Sunday. But if you do wish to come during the week to see the corn or to do the corn maze, we ask that you give us a call ahead of time to make sure we are available. Otherwise, you do not have access to the corn maze. Saturday nights in October, we have flashlight corn maze, and you have to be in the corn maze by 8 o'clock. We register everybody and check everybody as you come out to make sure that everybody gets out safely. The 29th of October, we will be having a new event that our daughter has lined up that is a brick pizza. Gentleman is coming from Vinton, and we are also going to have some music. So we want people to come out on Saturday night, 4 o'clock and after, and enjoy some pizza and music and bring your lawn chairs. There's no admission charge. On Sunday, the 30th, we have our trunk trick-or-treat is finally back. And last time we did that, we had over 500 kids. So it's very overwhelming, but it's very gratifying to have all these kids come dressed up in their costumes. It runs from 1 to 4 on Sunday. There is no admission charge. We do ask that people, if they're able, to bring a canned item that we then donate to the Delaware County Food Bank. So we're excited about that, and that kind of always wraps up our season.
Well, I thank you guys for your time. This is our last Friday Farm Feature of the season before we start delivering lunches next week, and I couldn't think of a better way to wrap the series and with you guys because we can't top this. So, Jackie, thank you so much for, A, your support throughout the years and letting people come take over your guys' yard, and it's just so cool to be able to do that.
It's a gift to us. You know, after 42 years, we have the kids that grew up with our children coming back with their kids, and it's something that we can't put to words. We just feel so blessed to be part of the community. And with homecoming coming up, We are amazed usually the night of their dance. We have all these cars pulled in the yard with the girls in their beautiful dresses and the guys in their suits. And they're just here to take pictures in a place that they grew up in. Mm-hmm. And we just we want them to know how honored we are that they embrace that in their hearts, because we do also.
Dean, you get the final thoughts, good sir.
Oh, just thanks to everybody for the support over the years. It really has been an honor and a joy to be part of the community and become a destination where people like to come and work and have fun and play and build memories. It's really special to be in everybody's photo albums over the years.
Our final Friday Farm feature. Get out here to Sherman's Pumpkin Farm. Check them out. It's now officially fall, so get your decorations done. We got people already out here while we're putting our little special together. And you'll see a bunch of pictures on our website at kmch.com.